trumpets to announce a spiritual happening on Saturday 28th of May, sounding in a huge, elongated meadow between two leafy avenues reminiscent of a race course. It was crammed with people, but silence was not broken. Some had spent the night there under the pouring rain. They were those who had attended the prayer vigil with Benedict XVI the previous evening. Others had come from afar, a 3-day walk. But most had come by coach and had parked at a distance. The parking lots, too, were crammed. Pilgrims from Poland and from neighbouring countries, 10,000 of them from the Ukraine, all in Krakow's Błonie Meadow, the place in Malopolska or Little Poland's capital, where the Slav pontiff had come back to so many times, 5 times to be precise. But this time it was his successor who was there in his footsteps to preside over the second Holy Mass of this first pastoral journey abroad of his pontificate by choice, together with over 100 bishops. And the pilgrims came just the same, 1.5 million of them, and Pope Benedict was attentive to his predecessor, and in his message there was a line. From now on, in his name in Polish, Krakow, the city of Karol Wojtyła and of John Paul II, is also my Krakow. And Pope Benedict was caring because with touching words he expressed a regret, that of not being able to personally meet with each and every one of the faithful present. For as far as I can see and beyond, he added, embracing too all those who were taking part in the Eucharist by television and radio.
A ciascuno di voi vorrei stringere la mano guardandolo negli occhi.
And under overcast skies against a magnificent backdrop of cascading seasonal flowers in red, white and yellow, there was a magnificent choir. It was Ascension Sunday, and the Pope invited all present to look up to heaven, like the apostles once did, in an effort to find a meaning to our sometimes weary lives. From his makeshift altar in the shape of a barge in this Polish city where the river Vistula flows as it makes its way from the Tatra Mountains to the Baltic Sea, Pope Benedict said,
Tak, jak pamiętaliście o moim wielkim poprzedniku,
I too, Benedict XVI, the successor of Pope John Paul II, ask you to look up to heaven, lifting your eyes to the one to whom succeeding generations have looked for 2,000 years, and in whom they have discovered life's ultimate meaning. Strengthened by faith in God, devote yourselves fervently to consolidating his kingdom on earth. A kingdom of goodness, justice, solidarity and mercy. I ask you to bear courageous witness to the gospel before today's world, bringing hope to the poor, the suffering, the lost, the abandoned, the desperate and those yearning for freedom, truth and peace.
Dovete essere forti di quella forza che scaturisce dalla fede.
By doing good to your neighbour and showing your concern for the common good, you bear witness that God is love. Treasure this message, share it with other peoples of Europe. Stand firm in your faith, stand firm in your hope. Stand firm in your love, said Pope Benedict.
Trajci mocy w nadziei, trajci mocy w miłości.
Pope Benedict's call for the Polish people to stand firm in their faith echoed again throughout this field Saturday night in his meeting with young people. Reflecting on gospel passages from Matthew, Peter and Corinthians, the Holy Father taught the young what it means to build the house of their lives on the firm rock and foundation of Christ, as Veronica reports.
Words of witness in which young Poles stressed how tough it was to keep the faith alive in a world that all too often has no place for it. Thank you, they said to Benedict XVI, for coming to Poland to confirm us in our faith, to teach us to stand firm in faith. And the Pope listened attentively as the translator helped him better understand what this so-called John Paul II generation had to say.
Miłość nie zazdrości.
listening attentively to the oratorio in three acts that followed. An oratorio focusing on thorny issues new generations are having to personally tackle in their everyday lives, behind the walls of their homes and in contemporary society across the world. Issues like drug addiction, illustrated by horrifying images flashing across bumper screens. A scourge a group of young people made a symbolic commitment not to succumb to. Presenting the Holy Father with a book of testimonies.
Tu es Petrus.
But for the most part, it was a joyful evening attended by over 500,000 young people. They'd come from Russia, from Spain, from across Europe, unfurling banners of welcome, filling that Bonnier meadow here in Krakow where Pope John Paul II had so often met with young people. And Pope Benedict, on this first foreign pastoral journey in the footsteps of his predecessor to the Holy See, showed the crowds he was not afraid of disappointing by keeping the promise he had made right at the start of his pontificate. "I'm thinking in particular," he said at the time, "of the young. I offer my affectionate embrace to them, privileged partners in dialogue with the late John Paul II. And he succeeded, relating easily to them, laughing at times heartily, entertaining them even. And, picking up on this, they behaved in the boisterous manner of youth. Wishing him 100 of these years in that traditional song his predecessor loved to hear. Stola, Stola, they sang. But Pope Benedict also had a very personal address in store for them. "Jesus is here with us," he said in Polish, "present among you, speaking to you from a home so solid it will never flounder because it is built on rock." "Be sure you know what it is you want from life," he coaxed. "Make sure you build your lives on rock, not on shifting sands."
Costruire sulla roccia significa costruire su Cristo e con Cristo che è la roccia.
Sands, he gently suggested, would not weather the stormy moments in life. Build your homes so you are not ashamed, but proud. He who believes in Christ will not be put to shame. And Christ said to Peter, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." "Be not afraid to dare," the 264th successor of Peter said, having lit a flame of hope. With the Pope in Krakow, Veronica Skersbrick, Vatican Radio.